Greetings, my brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. This week, we are looking at the throne of David. Yesterday, we spoke of the pain of rejection, separation, loss, and we ended with betrayal. I believe many of us, if we have walked with the Lord for many years, can remember when we have suffered these things in our own lives. David is betrayed by Saul because of jealousy. David is betrayed by Keilah because of the fear of the people. And then David was betrayed by his own son Absalom because of Absalom's ambition. Today we want to look at David's betrayal by his counselor Ahithophel. What we notice that runs true in each and every one of these, although the reasons for the betrayal were different, David's reaction would remain the same. He would continue to love even in within the pain of the rejection. In the book of Matthew, chapter 26 and verse 21, we read this about the life of Jesus Christ. And as they did eat, he said, "Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." In verse 23, he says, "And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me." This not only took place in the life of Jesus the Christ, it was foreshadowed in the life of King David. In Psalms 41 and verse 9, it says this, "Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me." I believe most Christians understand when this prophecy was written, or this statement was given in Psalms 41 and 9, It would speak about what would take place in the life of Jesus with one of his dear apostles, Judas. But many do not understand that this actually was something that David himself also experienced. And we want to look into that story today. It was a man named Ahithophel. In 1 Chronicles chapter 27 in verse 33, it says this, "And Ahithophel was the king's counselor." He was one of David's most trusted men and a close ally to David. In 2 Samuel 16 and verse 23, it says this, "In the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom." So we see this man, he is a godly man. He has godly wisdom, and no doubt he has godly insight. And as long as he walked with David, he was a tremendous asset to David's life and David's ministry. But then we read in 2 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 31, it says this, "And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom." So at the time of Absalom's betrayal, Ahithophel would betray David also. David would write this in Psalms chapter 55 and verse 12 to 14. "For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance." See, my guide, this is speaking about Ahithophel. He was not only David's acquaintance and friend, he was his guide, he was his counselor. He was greatly trusted by King David. He said this, "We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company." This is a prophecy of Judas and a reality in the man named Ahithophel. So then we can ask the question, why? When we look at the other stories, excuse me, we can see the reason the people betrayed David. But in this man that was so loved and trusted and was such a godly man, why would he also end up betraying David? It's a good question. In 2 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 20, "Then said Absalom to Ahithophel, Give counsel among you what we shall do. And Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Go in unto thy father's concubines, which he has left to keep the house, and all Israel shall hear that thou art abhorred of thy father. Then shall the hands of all that are with thee be strong. And then we can ask the question, why would Ahithophel make such a plan? What spurred him to think that this would be what would be a good thing for Absalom to do? When we go back in time some, we can go back to 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 11. And this is what it says. It is the prophecy that was given to David when David had sinned with Bathsheba. The prophet came to David and said this, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. And then we can ask the question, did Ahithophel know this? Because his counsel is really the very thing that the prophet had told David would happen to him in his life. When we go to 2 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 1, it said, Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid, and all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. What we see now is Ahithophel, this man that once dearly loved David, that they had been through much together, now he not only was betraying him, he hated him. He didn't want to just steal the kingdom from him. His desire was that he could kill David. So then we can ask this question again, what happened to Ahithophel? You know, when we read about Judas, we can read an evil spirit entered him. No doubt Ahithophel too has been given over to an evil spirit, but what gave the evil spirit an entrance? It's a good question to ask, because if we can ask these questions, then we can better be on guard from the same thing happening to us. There is a key. It is in the family of Ahithophel. And no doubt we have seen this also, the influence and the power of a family upon a person, even a person in the body of Christ. In 2 Samuel chapter 11 and verse 3, And David sent and inquired after the woman, and one said, Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? So it's important to understand that God is putting these details in here for a reason, and the reason being that we can better understand the story. David is taking Bathsheba, but the Bible tells us not only is she the wife of Uriah, she is the daughter of Eliam. Elam's name means God is my kinsman. In other words, I am a part of the family of God. No doubt Eliam is a godly man, as well as the man Uriah. We recognize that he was a godly man also. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, there is a listing of David's mighty men of valor, men who excelled in virtue and fighting skills that became his most trusted allies, his closest friends. Not only is Uriah the Hittite a member of that group, so is Eliam, who is Uriah's father-in-law, Bathsheba's father. When they named Bathsheba, her name means daughter of the oath. This man was no doubt a godly man. He had a faith, a light from God within him. Bathsheba was raised in a home that honored God, that displayed bravery against the Lord's enemy, that were trusted friends of King David. Eliam, he was a man of God. And then we get another piece to the puzzle, and I like this because as we read through the scriptures, God will bring out a point here and a point there, and if we can put them together, And I got to say this, it's not because of a wisdom of our own that we're able to piece these things together. It is the Spirit of the living God that deals with our hearts and leads us through the scriptures as we study and creates a picture for us. And I'm so very thankful. There's nothing quite like sitting in the morning and spending time with the Lord and Him starting to open up the pictures to you. In 2 Samuel chapter 23 and 34, it says this: Eliam, the son of Ahithophel, the Gilonite. And now we understand a little bit more. Ahithophel was Bathsheba's grandfather. He knew the prophecy not only because he was a close counselor of David, but because it was his granddaughter that was defiled. Although it is true that Ahithophel later betrayed David, I want you to consider this, that his words and the testimony of his life showed him to be a man of great wisdom, and that wisdom probably came from a very close walk with God. And consider this, that Ahithophel probably turned against David because of what David did to Bathsheba, his granddaughter. His granddaughter was married to a mighty man of valor and renowned in the kingdom of David, and that was all tarnished, as was Ahithophel's family name, with what David had done. I'm not condoning what Ahithophel did. I'm simply explaining the motivation behind his betrayal. For the reason that such a godly man would betray David, his friend and confidant and brother in the Lord. And we could ask this question: if someone did that to your granddaughter and ruined your family reputation, how would you react? See, this is the answer to this puzzle, is why did Ahithophel betray David? It was because of bitterness. In 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 24, and David comforted Bathsheba his wife and went in unto her, and he lay with her, and she bare a son, and he called his name Solomon, and the Lord loved him. And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet and called his name Jedidiah because of the Lord. Jedidiah is the name the prophet gave him, and it means beloved of Jehovah. And that's what we read in the scripture. God loved him. He was also given the name Solomon, which is the name he is most known for, and Solomon means peace. God had taken away the tarnished name of Bathsheba and the shame of adultery and told her and David quite clearly, I love your child and I am going to bless your marriage together. See, we understand this. Ahithophel had a reason to be angry. He did not have a right. David would be forgiven by God. Bathsheba would be forgiven by God. God would bless their marriage. He would bring forth a son. God would choose that son to be the king of Israel. God had transformed their life. See, Ahithophel, we understand the reason. But we have to understand this. He did not have a right because our rights are laid down in Christ. And we also understand this. It was his bitterness that ensnared him. His bitterness led him to a point where he would say, I hate David. He hated a man that God loved. When we go to 2 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 23, it says this: And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and arose and got him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order, and hanged himself and died, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. Does it sound familiar? In Matthew chapter 27 and verse 5, we read about Judas. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. See, it's a great lesson, not only a lesson in David in David's character and his conduct, even in the midst of the pain of betrayal, it is a lesson to us too. We must let go, even if we feel justified, because the conclusion is it will end in ruin if we hold on to the pain of our betrayal. There is a man named Nelson Mandela, and he made this statement as he was freed from prison. As I walked out the door towards the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison. Today, I can ask a question, and we want to conclude with this. Are you carrying something that ensnares you? A hurt, a pain, something that you feel justified in carrying? And if so, the Lord desires to set you free. Think upon this today. And what I would encourage you today, look at your own life. Has someone hurt you deeply? Are you carrying the pain of that hurt? And would you be set free today? Also, we can ask this question. Have you been guilty of betraying someone? Maybe it's time to make these things right also. Something to think upon today, to ponder, because I understand this, that God desires to set us free, to not allow us to carry the scars of our pain, because truly they will bring us into a prison. And the only way to be set free is to let go of the pain, that you may walk in freedom. May God bless you today. I pray that this will touch a heart that stands in need of it even this day. We love you all. May God bless and keep you. May He lead you in Christ Jesus. Amen.